Welcome back to In Depth for a third and final interview. Matt Vaughn is in the studio. He's just a frequent guest, but he's with a different organization now, Ronald McDonald House Charities. How are you, man?
I'm great. Good to be back, Ian.
Of course. How's the new gig?
It's great. I love it. It's just a great organization. There's nothing better than helping families, and that's what we do is we center all of our programs around helping families and, you know, a time of crisis. You know, anybody who's ever had a loved one in the hospital, especially a child, knows that that is just heartbreaking and really difficult to deal with. And yeah, there's just a range of emotions that you go through, and there's a lot on your plate. And so if we can take some of those stressful things off your plate and really just help the situation and, you know, provide a little bit of normalcy in the midst of chaos,
yeah,
is really what we try to do. And so there's nothing better than that. And so getting to work directly at the house and interact with these families on a daily basis is incredible because we get to learn about their journey and what they're going through and be a support system for them.
Yeah, I can only imagine how rewarding it would be. And I love charity organizations like yours because you're hitting on a very specific problem that not a lot of people might be thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of those things where when you're caught in an emergency situation and you're forced to act quickly and, you know, you need to get your child the best care possible and you're worried about their health and their safety, then that's your main concern is right, just their health and making sure that they get the care they need to get through whatever they're dealing with. And so just being able to take the housing portion off the plate, you know, some of these people end up staying at the hospital for several weeks. And yeah, if they were to have to stay in a hotel or drive 30 plus miles home every night, that is something that would really wear on these families. And so it's like you said, it's something we may not even consider or maybe we even take for granted at times. So it really comes in handy when we can provide them a place to stay. We have a great volunteer chef program where people from the community come in and cook a hot meal. Dinner every night is served, so they don't have to think about food and meals or where they're going to stay. We're right next door now, so it's within walking distance. They can walk back and forth to the house. So it's just incredible to have that kind of resource in our community here.
That's really cool. So your big fundraiser is coming up. Is it the big one?
Well, we have two.
We have two
big ones. Yeah. Yeah, we have our gala in the fall, our Red Shoe Gala, which a lot of people are familiar with. That's a popular one. But we also have our big golf tournament, which is coming up on May 31st. It'll be out at Red Hawk. And this thing has gotten so big that we really can only host it in a couple of places in town because we need two courses. So it's a big undertaking, but it is something that will directly impact the house and our programs. This is one of our numbers for the year. So definitely a time to really have the community rally around what we do and support us because we don't get any kind of state or federal funding. We rely...
It's all
private donations, local grants and foundations. We do get support from our local McDonald's owners and operators. They do help with the fundraising for us.
Beautiful.
But all those dollars are local. So it's all local. We don't rely on state or federal funding. So it's really important that the community attends these fundraisers and if you can't, and you know, I always say that your time is just as valuable. If you can't make it out to one of these events, of course, volunteering or helping at the house is just as important. So there's lots of ways that people can get involved with what we do. But the golf tournament, yeah, if they want to sign up, there's still time. We're filling up fast though.
Good.
We've got a lot of teams in there already, but we do have room still. And so we're trying to fill those last slots. And you can go to rmhc-reno.org, and we have a golf tournament page. You can sign up online, and we're going to look to probably cut that off by mid-May, so you've got a little over a month to get your team in there.
Cool, and there's a link on all the community pages on all our websites for
yes,
the stations as well, so people can go directly there.
Exactly, so yeah, if you want to, you can get on your website, our website. Lots of places you can find it.
Whatever's easy.
If you do a Google search and just search Ronald McDonald House Charities Northern Nevada, you'll find us and you'll find more information about the tournament. But we would love to see people from the business community out there, you know, people that are involved in service organizations. You know, it's just going to be a really good time out on the course. And it's a really good opportunity for businesses to get their name out there and really just kind of network with other people here in the community because we have people from all different industries that come out to this tournament.
That's really cool. And what? So you got the golf tournament. Are there any other aspects to it, like raffles or anything like that?
Yeah, we've got, if your business can't participate in the tournament, we've got other ways that people can get involved. We do hole sponsorships where people can sponsor a hole, and then we'll have signage out there for them. They can also, if they want, bring out like a booth or a pop-up and have a presence there, which has been really popular in the past.
Oh, right.
Especially if the holes get backed up a little bit with teams, usually you can interact and have a chance to engage with a lot of the golfers out there. So that's a good opportunity. And then of course, if a raffle or silent auction item goes a long way in helping us as well. So there are many different ways that people can get involved and help us with the tournament.
That'd be great. So any companies who are listening right now, yeah, jump on board with that. And people can just give directly online, can they not?
They can. They can give directly on our website. Again, rmhc-reno.org. We have a donation page. And it's incredible because it doesn't take much to help these families. $10 is all it costs to cover one night stay for a family at the house. So you think about the power of that $10 and how far that goes. You're changing a family's life with just $10. And so we can really make that dollar stretch and ensure that these families are staying close to their children and the care that they need.
That's fantastic. So you've been interacting with these families. You just started this job at the beginning of the year. Is there one example, one family that kind of sticks in your mind sometimes when you think, oh, this is why I'm doing this?
You know, there was one that one of the first families I had a chance to interact with, a young woman who had just had her baby and was in the NICU, was having some breathing issues, and he couldn't breathe on his own. Her mom was there with her, so grandma was there to help her out. And this family's from Dayton, so they're not particularly close, so they really needed the house, and it really came in handy for them. But they were there for several weeks, and so they would, take two steps forward and then three or four steps back at times. And so it was a long road for them. But the fact that they were able to have a resource like the house to kind of help them out and take that off their plate and kind of, lessen the load and the burden a little bit was incredible. And just getting to talk to them. And when they finally got to go home, it was amazing just to get to hug grandma and really have that moment to knowing that they're going to be better off now. Baby's going to be doing good. He's a lot better. And just knowing that we could be a small part of their journey and help them along the way with their new little one. So it's a huge blessing to have something like this again in our community, because it's a vital resource and it's something that anybody can use, really. We help people that live 30 plus miles away, but we also have ways we can help people directly here in our community too. So it's not just people that live outside of Reno Sparks. I mean, we always have ways that we can help families in need.
Okay, very cool. People need to contribute. They need to check out the golf tournament on just a couple spots left, so fill them up.
Yes, sir.
And that's Matt Vaughn with Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Thank you so much for having me on, Ian.
Hey, you're very welcome.